Welcome back. Well, come 2026, medical aid schemes will not be able to cover its members the way it currently does. The only line dedicated to the role of medical schemes under the revised National Health Insurance Bill states that medical aids will only be able to offer complementary services not already covered by NHI. Sipho Kabane, who's CEO and Registrar of the Council for Medical Schemes, joins us on the line now to discuss whether it's a case of adapt or die. Thanks so much, Sipho, for your time this evening. So we've seen Discovery's share price, I guess, amongst the lot, taking a massive knock on the back of the NHI bill being presented to Parliament last week. How much of the negative reaction warranted in your books? Because the implications still seem pretty ambiguous.
Well, as the medical schemes regulator, you know, CMS welcomes and supports the bill here. And I think we take our cue from the NHI white paper that was presented in 2017, that as early as then actually said that schemes would be allowed to, you know, operate under the NHI dispensation, but that they will only be able to cover, give complementary cover.
Okay, so this sees quite a shift then in the role, your medical schemes your medical aid schemes actually fulfill come 2026, right?
That's correct, yeah.
How do you engage with this bill constructively? Because, like you say, it's a case of coming rather whether you like it or not. So what are some of the options at your disposal to make it work for you?
Well, I think the important thing is to lead and coordinate the industry in the transition towards this NHI dispensation without creating, instability and insecurities for members. So I think communication is going to be very important, but we'll also need to be doing joint planning together with the national ministry so that it becomes clear, you know, what is covered under the NHI and what will remain as complementary cover.
Sipho, how much of that engagement and communication already happening?
Well, we've had several meetings with the minister himself and his team, and there's promise for more of these engagements. But they have presented the NHI bill and the plan that accompanies it, and they've articulated the roles, you know, of different players, including that of the CMS. And I think the establishment of that NHI unit within the national ministry with its components such as benefit design, those are the units that we will be working very closely with to make sure that, when something gets included in the NHI benefit package, it then becomes removed from the what schemes would be able to give cover for.
Healthcare skills and infrastructure aside, Sipho, do you see the administrative burden being something South Africa can actually carry?
Well, the administrative burden, I think, and this is where we are told the ministry is focusing on first, making sure that they've got all the, you know, key posts that will run with the fund filled even before the fund gets, you know, finally approved, to make sure that at the time of promulgation, people have been empowered, they have been trained, and we understand that there's going to be a whole lot of restructuring between the national and the provincial departments to create this workable administration for this National Health Insurance.
So you see universal healthcare in South Africa becoming a reality by 2026, and that a viable target?
Well, I think we need to aim for 2026 because currently we've got an unsustainable health system. On the one hand, in the public sector, you've got poor quality services, underfunding, poor infrastructure, no personnel. And in the private sector, you've got runaway costs that are unaffordable to a point that even membership to scheme is stagnant at 8.8 million over the past 4 or 5 years. So I think something needs to give, and I think universal health coverage is the answer to this problem.
Let's leave it there, Sipho. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Sipho Kabane is CEO and Registrar of the Council for Medical Schemes.